This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for May 19th, 2011. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. In this chapter excerpt from Gray Hat Hacking, The Ethical Hacker's Handbook, 3rd edition, we'll look at how malicious attackers have increasingly turned to exploiting vulnerabilities in client-side software, and learn how to detect and prevent these type of attacks in your environment. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, how to detect content-type attacks in information security. The authors include Alan Harper, Sean Harris, Jonathan Ness, Chris Eagle, Gideon Lanky, and Taryn Williams. Most enterprise network perimeters are protected by firewalls that block unsolicited network-based attacks. Most enterprise workstations have antivirus protection for widespread and well-known exploits. In most enterprises, mail servers are protected by filtering software that strips malicious executables. In the face of these protections, malicious attackers have increasingly turned to exploiting vulnerabilities in client-side software, such as Adobe Acrobat and Microsoft Office. In this chapter from Gray Hat Hacking, The Ethical Hacker's Handbook, 3rd edition, learn how to detect and work to prevent content-type attacks in your environment. So how do content-type attacks work? The file format specifications of content file types, such as PDF or DOC, are long and involved. Adobe Reader and Microsoft Office use thousands of lines of code to process even the simplest content file. Attackers attempt to exploit programming flaws in that code to induce memory corruption issues, resulting in their own attack code being run on the victim's computer that opened the PDF or DOC file. These malicious files are usually sent as an email attachment to a victim. Victims often do not even recognize they have been attacked because attackers use clever social engineering tactics to trick the victim into opening the attachment, exploit the vulnerability, and then open a clean document that matches the context of the email. This attack document is sent by an attacker to a victim, perhaps using a compromised machine to relay the email to help conceal the attacker's identity. The email arrives at the victim's email server and pops up in their inbox, just like any other email message. If the victim double-clicks the file attached to the email, the application registered for the file type launches and begins parsing the file. In this malicious file, the attacker will have embedded malformed content that exploits a file parsing vulnerability, causing the application to corrupt memory on the stack or heap. Successful exploits transfer control to the attacker's shellcode that has been loaded from the file into memory. The shellcode often instructs the machine to write out an .exe file embedded at its fixed offset and run that executable. After the .exe file is written and run, the attacker's code writes out a clean file, also contained in the attack document, and opens the application with the content of that clean file. In the meantime, the malicious .exe file that has been written to the file system is run, carrying out whatever mission the attacker intended. Get more advice on detecting content-type attacks from Gray Hat Hacking, The Ethical Hacker's Handbook, after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
Is your application layer gateway for malware, a superhighway for hackers to enter your network? It doesn't have to be. Learn how to keep your application infrastructure safe in CertSecurity.com's Security School lesson, Securing the Application Layer. You'll learn how to secure naming and directory services to create greater defense in depth, as well as the top 5 ways to fix application vulnerabilities without touching code. Check it out today at searchsecurity.com/application layer. That's searchsecurity.com/application layer.
Early content type attacks from 2003 to 2005 often scoured the hard drive for interesting files and uploaded them to a machine controlled by the attacker. More recently, content-type attacks have been used to install generic Trojan horse software that phones home to the attacker's control server and can be instructed to do just about anything on the victim's computer. So which file formats are being exploited today? Attackers are an indiscriminate bunch. They will attack any client-side software that is used by their intended victim if they can trick the victim into opening the file and can find an exploitable vulnerability in that application. Until recently, the most commonly attacked content-type file formats have been Microsoft Office file formats, such as DOC, XLS, or PPT. Microsoft invested a great deal of security hardening into its Office applications, releasing both Office 2007 and Office 2003 SP3 in 2007. Many companies have now rolled out those updated versions of the Office applications, making life significantly more difficult for attackers. PDF is now the most commonly attacked content file type, It is also the file type having the public proof of concept code to attack several recently patched issues, some as recent as October 2010. Likely the reasons for its popularity among attackers. The Microsoft Security Intelligent Report shows that most attackers on Office applications attempt to exploit vulnerabilities for which a security update has been released years earlier. Therefore, we will spend most of this chapter discussing the PDF file format, tools to interpret the PDF file format, tools to detect malicious PDFs, and a tool to create sample attack PDFs. The references section at the end of each major section will include pointers to resources that describe the corresponding topics for Microsoft Office file formats. That concludes this week's edition of CertSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting CertSecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.